r/AskReddit. I am a North Korean defector who was trafficked and sold as a bride in China. Ask me anything. My name is Joy and I'm from North Korea. I escaped to China when I was 18 but was immediately trafficked and sold as a bride to a Chinese man for $3,000. Life was difficult, but I gave birth to a daughter who became the joy of my life. After 2 years I was offered an opportunity to finally escape. I reached freedom through a 3,000 mile rescue route that brought me to Southeast Asia, and from there I flew to South Korea. Because the journey out of China is incredibly dangerous for North Koreans, I had to leave my daughter behind. I now live in South Korea and I am studying social work to help North Korean women who have also been trafficked. I hope to bring my daughter to South Korea to live with me one day, because I have family in North Korea that could face punishment if my identity was revealed. I cannot share my real name or show my face. How was your original escape to China orchestrated? Did your family help? And if not, how did you plan it as an 18-year-old with restricted contact with the outside world? You are incredibly brave and your work now to become a social worker shows your nobility and goodness as well. I wish you and your daughter the best. My stepmother wanted me to marry so I would not be her responsibility anymore. I heard rumors that I could escape to China and be adopted by an older Chinese couple and live a happy life there. My stepmother knew a broker who convinced me to go to China. The broker guided me to the Tumen River and told me when and where to cross. When I was picked up on the other side, the broker told me to pay for my escape or be sold as a bride. I had no money and was terrified of being arrested by the Chinese police. I felt so trapped. That sounds so terrible. Did your stepmother know you would be sold as a bride or was she naive ignorant? I'm sorry you went through that and had to leave your daughter behind. I hope you are safely reunited soon. Since Op hasn't got around to this, I'd assume the mother didn't know. I mean, really? So little information goes through to NK. Why would they know? People that leave illegally don't generally return. That's what I hope. I hope her stepmother didn't knowingly arrange her trafficking. Was there a certain event that happened in your life in North Korea that made you decide you wanted to escape? My stepmother wanted me to get married and I wasn't ready. I was only 18 and needed to find a way to make money to provide for myself. I thought I could go to China and find a well-paying job. I am happy that he was not abusive. But be forced to live with someone is sad. What was the part of the day you looked forward to most when you lived in North Korea? Whenever I had something delicious to eat, I really looked forward to preparing the food and enjoying it with my family. What kind of stuff do they teach in North Korean schools about Western civilization? I did not spend much time in school because of how difficult life was for us. The Great Famine left us without food and we needed to work on the farms instead of going to school. I remember textbooks always portrayed America as a terrible place and Americans as evil. We were told that the South and North could not reunite because America wanted to keep our countries separated to weaken us. Ironically, China is the one trying to separate both Koreas. They want to keep North Korea as a buffer from sharing a land border with a US ally. Edit. Thanks for popping my gold cherry, kind stranger. Ironically, China is the one trying to separate both Koreas. I don't think China would mind a reunification had it just been North taking over South rather than South taking over North. Bingo. How does the Korean spoken in the South differ from the North? Because the North Korean government is so militaristic, the language is very direct and authoritative. South Koreans are more passive in the way they use Korean. Also, in South Korea they borrow so many English words and it was hard to learn all these new Korean words. What is a funeral ceremony like in North Korea for the average citizen? Where I lived, people were buried after 3 days in a small coffin. No one I knew was ever cremated. I once heard about a North Korean grandmother who was scheduled to be buried but woke up and scared everyone in the village when they realized she was still alive. I grew up on very traditional First Nation reserve in northern Canada and I heard that exact same story as a kid. That's beyond weird. Some people are just really eager to bury their grandma. Well, for us it was a traditional story that probably went back like hundreds of years. It was told by elders and storytellers and meant to teach like patience and how everyone has their own time and place when and where they are supposed to pass. I dunno, it wouldn't really make sense in English. Thank you so much for doing this. You and Link are wonderful. What kind of stigmas do you face in South Korea as a North Korean? How difficult is it for you to come out as a North Korean? I face the most discrimination when I apply for jobs in South Korea. When I have an interview, the South Korean employer can usually tell I have a North Korean accent. They will then tell me they do not hire North Koreans and end the interview right then. That happens about 7 out of 10 interviews. That is absolutely terrible. I really hope that changes in the future. I also hope this is much less so in normal social situations with friends. Insane to think that South Koreans would turn away North Korean refugees. They're on the same side, aren't they? North Koreans can't help that they were born and trapped there. From what I can tell, there's a lot of suspicion and stereotypes about North Koreans. My South Korean mom from Busan considers North Koreans to be, for lack of a better word, simple, not stupid, just kinda similar to how a city slicker might look at a country bumpkin but multiplied. And because very few North Koreans ever escape and actual North Korean people have very little media presence, there isn't much opportunity for them to disprove the stereotypes. I don't agree with it, but I understand why things are how they are right now, as much as it sucks. Thank you for doing an Ask Me Anything. I lived in South Korea for a while, and when I would talk to the locals, they all held an opinion not of disdain for North Korea, but more like regret. They seem to all wish very much for a peaceful reunification of the two nations. My question is this: all the news of North Korea is almost inconceivably dreadful. While I'm sure there is much misery in the country, can you tell us a story of a time when you or your family were genuinely happy? What sort of things bring joy to the average North Korean? My fondest memories from North Korea revolve around my family. Every day when my mom would come home, she would give me a big hug, and I love that. I also have great memories of family talent shows where we would sing karaoke late into the night. Even in North Korea, Asians have karaoke. As the ball bounces over the love song for the supreme leader. Hello Joy and Sarah, this is John from LA. I did your hair for the fundraiser last month. I just wanted to ask, how can you get your daughter out of China so she can come live with you? Are you able to visit her? Or is returning to China dangerous? I think China has an unfortunate policy of deporting defectors back to NK, so I don't think it would be safe for her to go back. North Koreans are guaranteed citizenship if they can make it to South Korea. I'm not sure it's so simple for the Chinese government to ship her back to the DPRK if she was to visit. That said, it's probably not trivial or cheap. I think China has a history of doing what they want and not giving a duck like the other two world major powers. What if she became a citizen of South Korea? I'm sure that's much easier said than done. But I wonder if China would hesitate to ship another country's citizen back to North Korea. My understanding is that South Korea considers all Korean citizens as theirs. So NK citizens get automatic citizenship if they reach South Korea. Edit. They do not get citizenship. They already have it by birth. In other words, South Korea recognizes Koreans and Koreans. Hi, your story sounds horrific and harrowing. I'm glad you're okay. I hope your daughter can be delivered to you safely. What is North Korea like? Is it anything like the news stories we see on the television? Is it better or worse? Are there any myths about North Korea that are spread by the Western media? I'm guessing you didn't like it. Hence the defection. How likely is it you will see your daughter soon? And how will you be able to get her back? What action can be taken to help stop human sex trafficking? I'd like to help if I can. But I don't know how much news I'd be. Thanks in advance. And thank you for doing this Ask Me Anything. Hope you see your daughter soon. : Good questions. There is so much focus in the Western media about North Korea's military and nuclear weapons. There is rarely any stories about average North Koreans, especially those that live outside the capital Pyongyang. Most North Koreans are ordinary people that want to live peaceful lives, but the media makes it look like every North Korean wants to destroy America or South Korea. Everything in the underground broker networks revolves around money. North Korean women that cannot afford to cross the border are told it is free to cross, and then when they cannot pay on the other side, they are sold instead. So that was my experience. If you want to get involved in helping North Korean women avoid sex trafficking, you should fund rescues through organizations like Link. The safest way a woman can avoid being trafficked is to have her rescue paid for before she leaves the country. Then when she crosses, she can enter a safe network that can move her out of China before she is exploited. Does this mean the organization is paying the trafficking fee so the women will be safe? If so, what steps are being taken to end the trafficking without paying the scumbags who are selling women who can't afford the fee? Edit. Clarifying. I would bet that the people who traffic people with no money are not entirely the same people who help people escape for a fee. There's surely some overlap, but surely also some human kindness. Joy. Thanks so much for sharing your experiences. And thanks Ian and Sarah for being a part of such a great organization. How has your experience in New York City been so far? How does it compare to the culture in which you were raised? I am happy to share. New York City is so bright at night. There are so many lights. The buildings are so tall here. I also love the diversity here. There are people from all over the world on every street. In North Korea, I never saw someone from another country. I've seen photos of average people in Korea. Only the children seem to ever smile. Is this cultural, or is it due to the awful life adults must face each day? It is not cultural. I think young North Korean children are not really aware how difficult life is, but I know plenty of adults that smile too. This Ask Me Anything is really helping me see the human side of North Korea. I hope this repressive regime falls quickly. It's a sad situation all around. Contrary to popular belief, I do not believe North Korean indoctrination works like most people believe it does. I suspect if given the actual opportunity, most people would adjust and move on by simply having access to food, money, work, and information. Societies can differ, but people are always people. Do you expect to see the current regime in North Korea fall within your lifetime? I am not sure. If I am lucky, I have another 60 years of life, so maybe by the end of my life I will have the chance to go back to see my hometown. I have interviewed many North Koreans now settled in the UK. Many of them told me they had been caught by the Chinese police and repatriated to the north a number of times, but managed to escape again and again. Independent Co. UK Link. Can you explain why they didn't face harsh consequences for escaping in North Korea? Ian here. It all depends on where they were caught and the circumstances around their arrest in China. If they are caught close to the border with China, it is easier to convince the North Korean authorities that they were in China for economic reasons and intended to come back. If they are caught closer to the border with Southeast Asia, it is obvious they were trying to defect and that can carry much harsher consequences. If it is discovered that a North Korean had contact with a South Korean or Christians anywhere in China, that can also increase the chances of facing much harsher punishments. The North Korean government is also incredibly corrupt and bribes from family members to local officials can have an impact on one's sentencing. I am now a South Korean citizen. That means that when I go to China, I am there on a visa and they have no reason to arrest me. It will be hard to get my daughter back without the permission of the family who bought me. If I just try to take her back, it would be considered kidnapping by the Chinese government. Is North Korea really as bad as the media portrays it? Is it better? Is it worse? It is much worse than the way media portrays it. They are so focused on the military and showing scenes of Pyongyang when average North Koreans are really struggling to survive. I wish they would show how normal North Koreans who are trying to live normal lives despite the cruelness of the regime. Do you think there is enough access to do a documentary like that? It seems all of the documentaries are with North Korean military at their side, determining what they can see. How's your diet compared to what you ate in North Korea? And do you plan to stay in South Korea or do you plan to go somewhere else? I hear Canada is nice. The food in North Korea is similar to South Korean food. The food is spicier and saltier in the north. Unless there is a reason for me to stay in South Korea, I am open to living anywhere after I finish university. I like South Korea but don't feel the need to stay. Come to Canada. We will accept you with open arms. Canadians always seem to be so nice. I just want to say how amazing it is you have been able to overcome such obstacles. Please continue to strive and move forward. I am sorry for what has happened to you and the obstacles you have had to face. I hope you have a content and hopeful future. Also, my question is, how old are you? Thank you so much for those kind words. I am now 25. My birthday is soon. You are very welcome. I am so close to your age. I am 24. I have a 20-month-old with my husband. I hope you are able to get with your baby soon. How many people would you say actually believe all the propaganda by the government? How many think Kim Il-sung is a god? Most people that live by the Chinese border know that the propaganda is fake. They have a lot of exposure to foreign media that is smuggled in through China. The people that believe the propaganda usually live in secluded areas with little access to outside media. Did you live in Pyongyang or elsewhere? Did anyone that you know get sent to one of the Gulag's prison camps? If so, what for? What was your day-to-day routine like in North Korea? How hard was it to cross the border? Only people that are deemed loyal by the regime are allowed to live in Pyongyang. I live in the northern part of the country, which made it easier to cross into China. I knew many people that disappeared and it was rumored they were taken to prison camps. There was never a way to confirm it. They just vanished one day. Holy shit, the casualness of this answer is horrifying. I can't imagine an American telling me about growing up in Nebraska. Yep, sometimes the state just takes people. They just disappear. Yeah, man just disappeared a month ago. Pretty weird. Who wants cheese curls? Firstly, I want to say that your story really touched my heart. You are an amazing and strong woman, and I wish you the best for the future. My questions are, what culture shocks did you face when you came to South Korea? And how different are the North and South Korean cultures? I'm thinking differences in body, language, food, customs, values, beliefs, etc. How difficult easy is it for a North Korean to adapt to Korean society? Is there a lot of discrimination towards North Koreans living in South Korea? I'm a university student at a university in Sweden, and for my final assignment my thesis is how the 65 plus years divided have changed the Korean culture. Your answers will be of great help. Thank you. The first big cultural shock was when I saw South Korean women is very short skirts. North Korean culture is more socially conservative, so I was very surprised to see couples in the South holding hands and kissing in public. Korean society is very family oriented. It was very hard at first to adapt in the South when I didn't have a family to see or talk to anymore. On holidays I didn't know what to do because I had no family. The South Korean language has so many strange words that are borrowed from English. That took some time to get used to. It was also difficult to decide on what to study and what career to pursue. In North Korea, I didn't get to choose what my future would look like. It was kind of overwhelming to choose a path to take when there were so many choices. Thank you. Hi Joy. I actually have two questions. What is the most outrageous piece of propaganda that you heard regarding the Kim family in North Korea? Was your relationship with the Chinese man abusive in any way? I remember that a textbook once said that Kim Il-sung turned a pinecone in a bomb during the Korean War and killed many Americans with it. As a child I thought it was totally true. Now I laugh at how impossible that is. The man was not abusive to me. I was lucky in that sense. But it was still so hard to be forced to be with someone that bought me. Turned a pinecone in a bomb. I think that's from Pokemon. What if Pokemon are real, but they only live in NK? So that's their secret weapon. Whoa, you made it to the end? You're a ducking beast. Thanks for watching, mate. Make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more high quality content.